The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Beginning of the New World Order, and we here are on top of the New World Order, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli and her Queen of Cheap Report coming up in a few minutes. If you want to save money, this is the place to be. If you want to have interesting conversation, it's a good place to be as well, I think, because I have interesting conversationalists around me, not the least of which is Roberta, along with Rich McFadden in the control room in our studio in Washington at our originating network, Radio America, Kenny Kessler, monitoring Facebook and Twitter, your social media. Tonight, oh, by the way, Roberta, for breakfast today, Roberta and I are always comparing breakfast. Richie eats breakfast. I'm having rice crackers with minestrone soup. It's quite good.
Okay.
You are so weird.
Soup. No, soup.
Well, I love
breakfast.
Soup for breakfast.
Soup for breakfast is very,
soup
very
is
healthy.
Great.
Rice crackers with minestrone soup.
Rice crackers with minestrone soup. Very good.
A freak.
All right. Thank you for that support. Tonight, it's Shop Talk now, as Paul Harvey used to call it. The NFL season opener. New England Patriots and Pittsburgh Steelers. Huge audiences for radio and television, I'm guessing, too, on the heels of the Deflategate saga. The first radio interview that Brady gave was to one of the two sports stations here in Boston, and the station supposedly, it's hard to measure because the measurement, I'm not supposed to talk about this on the air anyway, the way they measure is questionable at best. I think those of us who've been around for a long period of time, any of us who've been involved in radio, I know that whenever you see a story about the ratings, it's always good to question the results. Anyway, the point is that this game is going to be, even though it's the first game of the season, Patriots were the winners last year, right, of the Super Bowl. So right away that gets things started.
Tom Brady's got like an 11-0 season record on season opening games.
Yeah. What's the Steeler team like? Good, bad, indifferent?
In the middle of the pack.
Oh, they're okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, here's another radio gig that one would raise his eyebrow about. A couple of radio hosts in Virginia suspended after they suggested that the shooting on camera of those two reporters last week was a hoax intended to increase support for stronger gun laws. Didn't go over too well on the radio station. I don't understand why people don't think a little bit.
Yeah.
Not a lot. I mean, I do a lot of stuff spur of the moment here, as most everybody knows. And sometimes I get caught with the foot in my mouth.
But we still have the filter.
Yeah, you.
The filter's on. Even when you're talking right now as we're speaking, our filter is on.
Yeah.
Our filter is going.
Well, we are trained radio professionals.
Right. Yes,
you're thinking 3 to 5 seconds ahead before you actually say something.
Well, I'm much better than I used to be at that. Richie used to get on me.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been doing this for a long time, and pretty much one of the things I'm known for that's good is speaking my mind, but I don't usually go off the deep end. Once in a while, I'll say something. When you're on the air 5 or 6 hours a day, it's bound to be a disaster once in a while. And so when it is, how do we fix it? You just keep moving. You Radio 101 is, you don't pay attention to what you did before. Let's focus on what we're doing now. So, but, you know, every once in a while, things come up. I said earlier today, Roberta, that I've lost my enthusiasm for Donald Trump because I don't like what he said about Carly Fiorina. I just don't think it's appropriate. I think it's foolish for him to go down a street like
that. What did he say?
Even though he's said foolish things before, there was an interview that he gave to Rolling Stone magazine. And apparently in the room was the videos of the various candidates. And when Ms. Fiorina's likeness came up on the screen, I think what I said is, would you vote for that? But I think there's something more specifically. I don't have the quote right in front of me, but something close to that. Look at that face.
Look at that face. Yeah. Would anyone vote for that?
Yeah. What a stupid thing to say.
Well, apparently, Michael Stipe from REM is absolutely livid at Donald Trump
because
Donald Trump used one of his songs called "It's the End of the World as We Know It."
Really?
And he said, "Go blank yourself, the lot of you, you sad attention grabbing, power hungry little men. Do not use our music or my voice for your moronic charade of a campaign."
Okay, man.
That's Michael Stipe of REM.
Tell Michael Stipe to shut up.
888. Why? It's his music. He's the right to do that. Look at all the times that's been done in the past.
You put it out in the public, and you would kill to have Walmart use your music and pay you for advertising. And Michael Stipe is about one of the most political singers out there. So
so Trump's an idiot for using his music, just like when he used Neil Young.
You can't use, if you're a Republican,
why would you use somebody's music who doesn't want
use anybody's
to
music.
Support
oh, there
campaign,
are plenty of,
if you know.
There
I mean, Neil
plenty.
Young, you think he's going to support Trump? Hello.
There are plenty out there that Kid Rock, almost any country artist, there are plenty that he could use.
All right, the star of the day today.
Almost any country artist.
On the Good Day program, we can change. How many times today have I sung the theme to Popeye the Sailor Man, Kenny? A couple anyway, right?
No,
glad I missed
and
that.
And the reason for this is what?
Well, because this is the anniversary of the first Popeye cartoon being published.
I see.
So I did the cartoon. I'm trying to think of how we put Trump. I'm Trumper, the candidate. I live and I eat my date night.
Hair.
Yeah, right. Okay, so anyway.
I'm Popeye the Sailor Man, toot toot. I live in a garbage can, toot toot. I eat all my spinach and fight to the finish. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man, toot toot. I got goosebumps as I sang that.
I did too, but for a purely different reason.
Can I be olive oil?
Olive oil and blue dough.
What do you think of this?
Wimpy?
Yeah.
How did we deteriorate from Donald Trump to talking about Wimpy?
Yeah, it's your ADD.
I don't know. Maybe Dr. Ken would know.
Dr. Ken, in just a moment, is going to take over. Thank you very much for speaking to me. That's very good, Kenny. Dr. Ken Kronos is going to visit with the important medical news of the week. That's up next year. On Good
Woo.
Day.
Somebody hit that reset button.
Yes, Richie.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need to get my kids ready for back to school.
Well, Staples has everything they need at low prices, like comp books for just 50 cents, so they'll be 110% ready.
Wait, that's 10% more ready than totally ready.
Yep.
That extra 10% evens it all out.
Sorry.
Well, I'm usually 10 minutes late getting them to school, so.
That doesn't even it out.
Yeah, sure it does.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples, make more happen. Right now, a 24-pack of Crayola crayons is just 50 cents.
Offer valid in-store only while supplies last. Limit 30 per customer ends 9/12/15.
Right now at the Home Depot, save 20% when you buy one or more pallets of in-stock GAF shingles. So, let's raise the roof and lower the cost with bulk pricing on top-of-the-line GAF shingles, including Timberline, America's favorite shingle. This is worth shouting from the rooftops. Let's do this. Save 20% on one or more pallets of in-stock GAF shingles at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through September 30th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, let's get to the entrepreneur of the medical world. Don't you like it when people like Ken Kronos have a really successful, even though the government's trying to put him and all the other people that are practicing with their own clinics out of business, it's really kind of cool that he does so well. You might want to check out his website. LakeCardiology.com is Ken's office and his practice in Mondura, Florida, outside of Orlando. A lot of people come from all over the South, actually all over the country and all over the world to get Ken's expertise. So check him out at
LakeCardiology.com. So he's here with us now to review some of the important medical information from this week, brought to you by the folks who bring you Neo 40 and Super Beats. We'll talk about that in a moment after we figure out what's going on that's good from aspirin.
This is from the Medical Journal Cell, Doug, lately. That's, so how do you treat cancer in the 21st century? People ask me often. One promising way, Doug, is with drugs that boost the immune system, so-called immunotherapy. However, certain large tumors such as skin, breast, and bowel cancer cells often produce large amounts of substances called prostaglandin E2. This molecule, it often dampens down the immune system's normal response to attack these faulty cells, which helps cancers to hide. The good news is that simple aspirin stops the production of prostaglandin E2 and helps reawaken the immune system. Combining immunotherapy with aspirin substantially slows bowel and melanoma skin cancer growth in mice compared to immunotherapy alone, and the human studies are awaiting completion to confirm these important results.
All right, so let's drill a little deeper here. Aspirin is something that you suggest patients take if they've had a stroke or you want to prevent a stroke. Take a baby aspirin every night before you go to bed. There are some people who say it's too strong, it upsets your stomach, blah, blah, blah. So what are we really to believe here? It sounds like there's much more good to be had by taking an aspirin a day than not.
Well, this report is not one yet that we can actually use to make specific recommendations for humans, because the results are in not humans. They're in my, it's a mouse study, but the studies are coming soon. This is a very hopeful study, and I think that the study will come out and probably confirm this, and then we can make some recommendations about cancer. But using aspirin, which we now do use to lower the risk of circulation issues, is a whole different issue.
All right. Next. I always love it when I have the same problem all the time. You got all these computer screens and something comes up and bingo.
Well, I'm a real doctor, and
somebody needs your help. All right, so we'll hurry this up.
That's okay. We're okay.
All right, let's spend a few seconds on this report about stress at work and why it's so bad.
Doug, this is in the Medical Journal Behavioral Science and Policy Association. It's a review of 228 studies on workplace stress, and it's keying in on 10 factors found that work is as bad for your health. Stress at work is as bad for your health as exposure to secondhand smoke. This study also revealed that work-family conflict more than doubles the likelihood that employees will experience self-reported mental health problems and increase risk of physical health by more than 90%.
All right, so this is a word to the wise. Get a job you like. And that's Richie, stop creating so much stress on the job, will you please?
I apologize for that.
All right. Dr. Ken tells us now why it's a good idea for you to be signed up, if you will, for Neo 40 and Super Beats. What's the story, Ken?
Doug, in 1988, nitric oxide was discovered as a signaling molecule in the body, and by 1998, the Nobel Prize was awarded for these efforts. Nitric oxide, it helps maintain normal blood pressure, normal heart function, and is a main regulator of brain and digestive function. It can affect both athletic performance and social performance, as well as sexual performance. As a cardiologist, every day I'm working hard to keep the 60,000 miles of blood vessels in your body healthy, to lower the risk of heart attack, stroke, and erectile dysfunction, and even Alzheimer's dementia. So I'm very excited because I've finally found a natural way to restore and maintain adequate nitric oxide levels in your body. Many foods, they're rich in nitric oxide, such as spinach, nuts, artichokes, beets, and certain green teas. However, as we age, it gets harder to consume enough of these nitrate-rich foods in order to compensate for the declining nitric oxide production levels in our bodies. Super Beats is a scientifically proven, safe, effective, and natural way to help your body create nitric oxide, to help your circulation maintain its nice, good health. Super Beats is also a safe, natural replacement for energy drinks, which allow you to avoid all that caffeine and sugar.
All right, here's how you get Super Beats and Neo 40. 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183. Buy two boxes of Neo 40. You get a free 30-day supply at Super Beats. 800-655-4183. Take Dr. Ken's advice. Get Neo 40, Super Beats. 800-655-4183.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
This is the ultimate source of information for so many people. So many people tell me they get all their news from the discussions that we have on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. And these people want to know, is it true that Paul McCartney is dead and he was replaced by a lookalike? You may or may not have seen some of the things floating around the internet the last few days. Supposedly, the drummer Ringo Starr told the world that the rumors about Paul being dead were true. There was an interview that appeared in the Hollywood Inquirer. According to the story, Mr. Starr explains that the real Paul McCartney died in a car crash November 9th, 1966, after an argument during a recording session. And to spare the grief, the Beatles replaced him with a man named William Shears Campbell, who has his own Wikipedia page. He's known to have... He won the McCartney lookalike contest, and apparently that was all it needed. Ringo says in this article, when Paul died, we all panicked. All right, so what's the real story here, the story behind the story, as we look at all these websites reporting that Ringo says McCartney died? According to the London Mirror, Ringo remarked to the Hollywood Inquirer that after McCartney had died, the group panicked. When Paul died, we all panicked. We didn't know what to do. And then he continues, it was supposed to only last a week. That is, that we have Billy Shears as a temporary solution. Billy turned out to be pretty good.
What parts are true?
Yada, yada, yada. Well, Ringo Starr did not actually say any of this, right? The Hollywood Reporter, yeah. Hollywood Inquirer.
The Hollywood Inquirer doesn't exist.
Doesn't exist. It's actually a website, doesn't even exist. It just, I guess there's somebody that says Hollywood Inquirer. The entire discussion with Ringo was completely fabricated. But look at what it did to the internet.
With the internet now, it doesn't matter.
Nah.
You can make everybody believe it.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
So, Ken, give us the backstory on the whole Paul is dead, because it's so fast.
Remember, you play the record backwards? What song was it?
It was
Paul is Dead, Strawberry Fields.
That was it, right. Turn Me On, Dead Man.
Yeah. All right, so what's the story, Ken?
Well, near the end of Strawberry Fields, it sounds like John is saying Paul is dead, and he said he was saying nonsense words like cranberry sauce and whatever else to just as the song was fading out. But that's where it started.
Yeah. So,
and but how many? So four college kids wrote a thesis on Paul being dead and all of the clues that the Beatles left about Paul being dead. And you know, we've all heard the stories about Paul being dead and being replaced by the one only.
Who paid attention to him for the last 40 years?
And it was all fun to kind of hypothesize about
women.
It.
Are you kidding? Women, but girls were horrified by this.
Our resident Beatles expert. Here's what I want to know. Obviously, the Beatles thought this up and thought it would be fun to kind of play this over the next few albums, these clues.
These stories, yeah.
Who, I mean, is there any proof or any acknowledgement as to them actually saying, you know, this would be fun?
Nothing that I have seen. John had said he was surprised when people talked about different things they heard when they played the records backwards, because they only did that on one thing, and this was after some of this stuff had come out. When they were recording Revolution, they did a special version where they did all kinds of weird stuff,
right?
And they put in some stuff backwards.
Looking at the pictures that were in these stories of Paul McCartney and then supposedly Shears and how he looked, pretty astounding how closely each other resembles the other.
Doug, it's two pictures of Paul.
I know, but that's not the way they were presented in the story.
Really,
I got that. The story
was two pictures of you next to each other.
No, you're missing the point.
Like Doug.
Why don't you be quiet for a minute? It's what I'm. You're missing
that's
the point.
So funny.
It's McCartney in both pictures, yes, but presented as Shears on one side and McCartney on the other side. 28 past.
Number 9. Blue Zones are the secret to a longer life. This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. Blue Zones are those areas in the world where people live longer and, just as importantly, healthier than anywhere else on the planet. Here's the thing. They're not doing anything that you can't do, so listen up. Forget gym memberships, workout classes. The trick is to move naturally. In other words, walk to the coffee shop, walk around the office when returning calls, do anything, gardening, cycling, anything that gets you moving as part of your day. Find specific ways to de-stress yourself. In the Blue Zones, de-stress is for some prayer, others napping, and a few hit happy hour. Don't gorge. Stop eating before you're full. So what's stopping you now? Me? I bought a Fitbit that records how active I am. In a few weeks, I've worked up to 10,000 steps a day. That's about 5 miles. Now it's your turn. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and
thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising costs of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
On this half hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, 33 past the hour right now. I'm Doug. She's Roberta Fasanelli. Rich McFadden is here as well with Kenny Kessler. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our attorney, is going to talk to us about the fate, the future of Kim Davis in a few minutes. We're also going to learn about the Dollar Shave Club. But first, the Justice Department has issued new guidelines, new policies in order to, so they say, prioritize the prosecution of the bad guys.
Ooh.
Ooh. The individual employees and their companies, this is according to the administration, because of pressure from outside world, because there are too many loans that are still being given to people who ought not get them for homes. You'll recall in 2008, things fell apart quickly. There were a lot of fingers being pointed by Henry Paulson and George Bush and a lot of the people at the various companies on Wall Street. Paulson managed to take care of his friends, hurt his enemies, put Lehman Brothers out of business, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All thanks to your tax dollars and mine. Now, because not all the right people have been prosecuted, the federal government says we're going to prosecute everybody, anybody who's responsible for another meltdown. You can count on us prosecuting you. So,
well, and for the previous meltdown, they don't think that justice has been served.
Right, they don't.
So they want to go after them, and they want to use the companies to rat on the employees.
Like the IRS, your next-door neighbor says, I don't understand how that man can afford a new boat. He only gets $4.50 an hour.
Right.
That kind of stuff.
Meanwhile, the government was the one who really set up this whole scenario.
Right, of course they did. Right, the politicians. All you have to do to figure out who's being targeted is look at who didn't give in the last campaign to either the Democratic presidential hopefuls or to the Democrats in Congress. Those are the ones that will be targeted. And if it were reversed, it would be just the opposite. It would be look at who gave to the Republicans and who didn't give. Those are the people that are being targeted.
Such hypocrisy.
This is just like Richard Nixon, or back to the IRS. This is the same thing as the IRS scandal. We're going to go after the 501c3s that are run by people who didn't support us. Nixon used the IRS to go after his enemies. It's the same crap. So anyway, for the background here, though, if you don't get where this all came from, the law is called the Dodd-Frank Reform Act. And you often hear people referring to it as Dodd-Frank. It was supposed to eliminate this problem instead of make it worse. Here is Barney Frank.
It was supposed to help people get houses.
Yeah, low-income people get into houses that couldn't get into them. Right. 3% down, mortgages at 3% back then.
So the government created the law, and then Wall Street found some loopholes and ran with it.
Right, of course they did.
But the government is the one who said, here you go, served them up.
Yeah.
So here's Barney Frank.
Barney Frank, who is the chairman of the House Committee on Banking, who had, in his own arrogant way, an explanation for why you better do it his way.
This was in 2008 as everything was starting to melt.
Bush and McCain were talking about
Bush and McCain had been saying in 2005, something's wrong here. And here's Barney Frank saying, everything's good.
And Freddie Mac are not in a crisis. In fact, Frank said the federal government should be encouraging Fannie and Freddie to do more to get low-income families into homes. And he believed too many people had a sky-is-falling mentality.
Hmm. The more people, in my judgment, exaggerate a threat of safety and soundness, the more people conjure up the possibility of serious financial losses to the Treasury, which I do not see. I think we see entities that are fundamentally sound.
The news on NBC.
And withstand some of the disaster scenarios.
We could go on and on listening to this stuff from now until the end of the program. What doesn't change is that they are doing the same thing now that they did then. Cheap money. People who have a 585 credit score can borrow money to buy a house 3% down, and you're on your way. You're doing the same thing now.
Big thing
that they did before.
That's the big thing.
Same thing.
If you don't have the credit rating,
exactly the same.
You need 20, 25, 30% down. If you don't have it,
that's the idea that the banks put forth. But these guys say, "No, we'll guarantee Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae will guarantee your loan. We want more people to buy homes, and so we'll make it easier for them." And it's the same kettle of fish. They may watch how they package these things a little more carefully than they did before, but you're still getting the government to, in this circumstance, guarantee it's like an SBA loan. The banks love to give them out because they're not on the hook for 85% of the money. The government will pay 85%. Let's say you borrow $100,000 from the bank, small business loan, and you stiff them. The bank's only out 15. You and me, the taxpayer, are out 85.
Yep.
That's how it works. So, anyway, that's that story. You'll all be interested to know that the Ayatollah Khamenei, I always mispronounce it.
Khamenei.
Right. He's America's worst friend. That would be a good radio show. America's worst friend.
Isn't he dead?
The Ayatollah Khamenei. No, he's not dead. As a matter of fact, yesterday he was talking
about this.
Yes, he ought to be dead. Yeah, that's.
I think you just get a new one every time the old one kicks off.
Yeah, they just got a new one.
They just put a new guy in the chair and they call you.
He doesn't wear the members only jacket, though, Richie. He doesn't wear the member. That's a dinner jacket.
Right. Yeah, the members only.
Who wants to run again? By the way,
with his jumpsuit.
Right. Anyway, so the deal for the Iran nuclear, what do they call it, safe haven, safe harbor, which is now assured of being passed in America. I think they got the last vote for it yesterday or the day before, so it's veto-proof. Anyway, there are a lot of people still asking a lot of questions. Yesterday, the Ayatollah said, though, the U.S. is still the great Satan, and as soon as this deal is done, we're going to go back to giving the U.S. the silent treatment, because that's what they deserve. They've made life miserable for us. Don't you realize the U.S. and five other countries in Europe, and these are the five, by the way, that have put the deal together, are our enemy. So The way to make everybody feel good about what we're doing is to tell us before you sign the agreement. As soon as we get this deal done, you guys are back on the S list. Really?
That list.
The S list.
It's S-list.
It's the S-list. Right, exactly. Yeah. There's four letters in it, Richie. There's an H and a T and an E. I've got to figure it out from there. All right. Okay. So I got that fixed. How many people know what the Dollar Shave Club is? Raise your hands, please.
Heard of it.
Roberta, is your husband still not shaving?
No, he shaves. He shaves. Yep.
All right. Yeah, Kenny's got it right. Have you watched these ads for the Dollar Shave Club?
I've seen them.
Company has only been around for,
I think,
3 years.
Yeah.
But because they have used radio and to a lesser extent television, they have become almost overnight the number two razor cartridge company in the country. They are ahead of Schick and Gillette. Schick was number one, Gillette a close number two, now Gillette is three, and Dollar Shave Club is number two. And the reason I'm bringing it up is because I am one who extols the value and virtue of the medium which pays my bills, which is a medium that has been around for so long and done so well for so many different clients. You hear me all the time talking about various products that I'm hired to talk about. I'm not hired to talk about Dollar Shave Club, but I just thought it was a pretty interesting example of how from nowhere a company can, with the right advertising message, become a success. And so they have made the income and the profits this year have doubled from last year. And the guys who are running it say that it's all because the way the radio and, again, sort of to a lesser extent, the television has portrayed this. I think what happens in this circumstance, Rich, you can correct me, or Kenny, if you think I'm wrong, or Roberta, you've been around. What happens is you start a campaign, you start talking about something on the radio, and you create an image in somebody's mind. And then you go to television, and then you sort of solidify the image or create a new image. Then when people hear the ad on the radio, what goes right to their mind is the image that came from the portrayal of the product on television.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a brilliant strategy. And so I tell you this story because we do a lot of work here on this program to encourage entrepreneurs, inventors, to take their product and run with it. And that's what these people have done. Michael Dubin, I believe is his name, maybe Dubin. He's the one who came up with this idea.
And Mark Levine.
Levine is in on it, too. No relation to Levin.
Right.
Right. So, I just think it's a great American story.
Started out of Venice, California in 2011, it looks like.
Yeah. And with nothing.
No, it's a neat idea.
It is. It's a great American
story.
Deliver
to your house, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it, too. You don't have to. I'm looking for a drone. The Dollar Shave Club joins the drones. Are you looking for that? Can you buy that stuff on Amazon? That's sort of. Can you buy these on Amazon?
There you go. I don't know.
I don't think so. I think part of the thing is that you have to go to them.
Go to the website and order it. So that's.
They also had some viral YouTube advertising that kind of helped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In their popularity.
Yeah. So it's a good story. All right. That's that story. In a moment, another story. Give us a couple of minutes for a couple of other words of wisdom here, and then we'll discuss Kim Davis and how smart she is or not, and what she's up against in terms of the law from our attorney, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, next year on Good Day.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go.
So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Program, Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kessler, Richie McFadden. We have now Stephen J.J. Wiseman, lawyer, college professor, expert when it comes to scams and identity theft. Check out his website, scamaside.com. This is a scam of...
Biblical proportions.
Proportions, yes, exactly. All right, so there's Kim Davis who says, my religion doesn't allow me to give these licenses out, and she's happy to go to jail to prove her point and all the grandstanders around her. What's the real legal basis for the judge having sent her to jail in the first place?
It's pretty clear. We are a country of law. No one is preventing her from having religious beliefs, but she has a duty as the clerk of courts there to issue these licenses. She is refusing a lawful order of the court, puts her in contempt of court, and that's the thing with contempt of court. You can be put in jail until you purge yourself of contempt, or in this case, once the clerk's office started issuing. I'll tell you, Doug, one of the things I thought was interesting, because she based this on the Bible, because that's where she found what her rules would be. And so I wonder if a man and a woman and another woman and another woman came into her office and asked for a license, would she grant it? Because that's pretty much how they got married in the Bibles. There was polygamy. So I guess the real issue here is it's a flaunting of the law under the guise of religion. And I think it's a very serious thing. You don't get to choose the laws that you are going to adhere to and enforce merely because you may have a moral, ethical, or religious reason against them.
Right. It gets interesting. A buddy of mine who's a pastor in our neighborhood who you've actually met.
I had dinner with him.
Uh-huh, posted a story, and it was very interesting, saying that her being put in jail is actually a win for religious liberty, and that those who seek to protect and defend America's rights to freely practice their faith without fear of government regulation should be standing firmly against Davis's actions. It keeps the fact that government threw her in jail protects religion from government.
Well, that's the idea, isn't it? Isn't that what we're supposed to have, Steve? Is a Stephen Wiseman? Isn't that what we're supposed to have, a separation here?
Yeah, it is a separation, and you know she can believe whatever she wants, but it is her duty to adhere to the law. She took an oath to adhere to the law. You know, you get into other issues with church and state where there have been particularly religions that would have an animal sacrifice or that would have various kind of psychic drugs that they would use that are part of their religion. And the courts have been pretty uniform. You can believe what you want, but when it comes to practice, you have to adhere to the law.
All right, so let's say she continues to defy the judge. David Bunning is his name, federal district court, sent her to jail the first time, then let her out. But let's say she says, no, I'm still not going to do this. Does he send her back to jail, or is there something stronger?
No, he can. That's really the only thing he can do. What she has done is looking for a compromise, and I at least give her credit for looking for the compromise. Her position is, I will not object if licenses are issued from my office so long as they don't have my name on that. And that would take the legislature to change the form, and she actually wanted a special legislative session to be done and asked the governor to do that. And the governor, I think, took the reasonable position that that would waste hundreds of thousands of taxpayer dollars to do so, and that he's not going to do that. Could they do that? They possibly could do that in the future. That may be a way of taking care of this one issue, but it really doesn't solve the problem.
So what happens to her if she continues to divide? This is, by the way, the county's nowhere near as united as the news media would have you believe it is. There are plenty of people down there that are PO'd about this. How does she get removed because she's elected? How do they, if they want to get rid of her, how do they do that?
And that's the thing. The judge can't remove her.
No.
She would have to be impeached,
yeah.
Which would be a long process and just, you know, more of a political mess. I think the thing that offends me the most is the grandstanding by so many people.
Huckabee for president! How about that? All right, so we've got Steve Wiseman's, he didn't say that, I did. Steve and J.J. Wiseman with an overview of the Kim Davis situation here on Good Day, 51 after the hour.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Confessions of a Winning Poker Player. Jack King said, "Few players recall big pots they have won, strange as it seems, but every player can remember with remarkable accuracy the outstanding tough beats of his career." Seems true to me, because walking in here, I can hardly remember how I built my bankroll, but I can't stop thinking how I lost it.
The best years always time, but baby, I'm a big star
the
now.
The Counting Crows, baby, I'm a big star now.
Amarillo Slim, the greatest proposition gambler of all time, held to his father's maxim. You can shear a sheep many times, but skin him only once.
From the movie Rounders, number one movie this week in 1998. How's that, Bridgie?
Listen, here's the thing. If you can't spot the sucker in your first half hour at the table, then you are the sucker.
All right. Without any coaxing, I'm going to guess that was Matt Damon's voice.
Yes.
All right. I did not see this movie. Was this a good movie?
It has a cult following. I liked it when I first saw it. It didn't make a lot of money, though.
Yeah. It was slow. Interesting, but slow.
Yeah. All right.
Edward Norton's in it, too.
Chuck Curry is, he's always in those provocative, thoughtful sort of, what's the word I'm looking for? He's always kind of the angry guy.
The Fight Club guy. Yeah, well, the Italian Job guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, that guy's got a career, hasn't he?
Yes. Very highly touted. He's supposed to be very serious about his work.
Yeah, but he's also reportedly, he's alienated a lot of people in the business. I mean, he's very respected as an actor, but, you know, he had the role of the Hulk in the second Hulk movie, and he was not invited to play the Hulk in the Avengers. They went with Mark Ruffalo because the shoot on the Hulk movie he did, he wanted to take over the editing of the film, and it was not a good experience.
Right. How do you go in and get serious about the Hulk?
All right.
You're a big green dude.
Coming up, the Smithsonian needs your help. with the Star Trek, and James Franco has got a new job. Chuck Curry will have movie news as well in a moment on Good Day.
This multi-view report is brought to you by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Your child has cancer are among the scariest words a parent will ever hear. This year, the parents of 16,000 children in the U.S. will hear these words. 1 in 5 won't survive, but we can help. Join one of 58 St. Jude Walk Run to End Childhood Cancer events across the country to raise awareness and funds for research and treatment at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Funds raised ensure families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food, so they can focus on helping their child live. Rick Shadiak, Jr., President and Chief Executive Officer of ALSAC St. Jude.
Despite significant progress made by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, which has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rates from 20% to more than 80% since the hospital opened in 1962, cancer remains the leading cause of death by disease for children over the age of 1. St. Jude won't stop until no child dies from cancer.
Get involved this September, Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. Visit stjude.org/September.
Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. The Smithsonian is restoring the original model of the Enterprise that was used on the Star Trek TV series, and they're looking for people to donate to the renovation of this set, which was built in 1964. They've done it over how many times for the various movies? You can go to the Paramount set, I think, and see it, if I'm not mistaken, right, Chucker?
I'm not sure of that story, but probably.
Yeah. It's just interesting that they would go out to the public, give the Trekkies a chance to rebuild something, but it's gone to the Smithsonian.
I was just at the Smithsonian's Air and Space Museum, and they have the original model used in Close Encounters of the Third, whatever.
Oh, wow.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's like 4 feet wide.
Yeah, it's not big. All right, James Franco is going to, he announced on Instagram, he's going to be teaching an 8-part film class at a high school in California. What's the, you always,
I don't know, do I need to care about that story?
Well, I wonder whether it's something that other, would the public be well served by having some of these actors go teach these classes, especially at the high schools in and around the L.A. area? Yes?
As long as he doesn't teach him how to host the Oscars.
That's a point. All right, Chucker, what's in the movie news bag?
Give me your opinion on this. MGM reportedly working on a remake of the 1989 Patrick Swayze fan-favorite Roadhouse.
Nope.
As a starring vehicle for MMA female champion Ronda Rousey.
Oh, well, maybe then.
Yes.
Yeah.
You like that idea?
That would be great.
And have Gina Carrera, whatever her name is, in it as well. Gina,
Patrick Swayze already made Red Dawn, not very good. Remade Point Break, which comes out this Christmas, and then they're going to remake Roadhouse. A remake of Dirty Dancing has been in the pipeline for like 3 years.
Yeah. What does it say about the movie industry that we're getting to the point where we're remaking every Patrick Swayze?
Well, right. Who's going to be in? I understand the Ronda Rousey angle, do it the female side, but what about the surfer movie?
Point Break.
Point Break. Well, who's going to do that?
Two relatively unknown. They cast.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, originally they cast Gerard Butler, but he backed out.
Who's going to make the Richard Nixon masks? That's what I want to know. Chuck Curry, movie man, here on Good Day at 59F.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to 7 amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring 7 secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible, as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tones to calm my 5, 3, and 2-year-old to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.